Just two things that we need to understand. One, let's call it the goal, the qasid, the aim, purpose, goal. The other is a divine gift. So the gift is not within your control. Can't say that Allah must give you this gift this day. It's not in your control. But the effort, work is in your control. You can make the effort, you can take the initiative, you can work. Whether that work will bring results, that's not your business. Work. Like in business, in any business that you're doing, work. And in most cases, Allah shows you results. Whether it is business, whether it is profession, whether it is agriculture, whether it is employment, whether it is a contract, right? But in 99% of the case, it brings some results. When they bring results. So when in this world that we see that work brings results, then why should we have an ill opinion of Allah Ta'ala that your striving is not going to bring results? Bring. But you don't have to see it, nor do you have to experience it. It is His promise, it will happen in His time. من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له. You stand up for Ramadan, right? Taraweeh, Tahajjud, etc. Then Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. But now, it's His promise, believe in Him, trust in Him, it can happen this time. But now you insist that I'm going to see my slate, that I got any markings on it, when it's a clean slate. So that's not your business. That will happen in time. But are you doing your work? So many people get confused with this type of experiences. And in every field you need a guide. One is the basic level of the tasawwuf, right? Basic level, get your farais, and leave out the haram. But then there are those that want to see the whole tasawwuf in detail. One is ijmali, one is tafsili. When they are looking for a higher level, right, a special bond, then you're not content with just the primary level of striving. But in this trial, don't confuse yourself that I'm striving but I don't see any results. So that seeing the results is not a condition. For me to see the results is not a condition. Some person may just start off in the beginning and see such beautiful dreams. Sometimes in the starting of any scene, lights. Someone is just starting off and seeing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then when he discusses this with you, are you thinking, you know, I'm so long here and I'm not seeing anything. This man just started and he's flying. Right? That's not your work. His experience is not a sign of acceptance. It's not a certain sign of acceptance. And not having these experiences is not a sign of a failure. So why are you putting your mind to it? So those that want to go on progressing, right, they must have a teacher. Primary level came for Ethika Bond class. Get my farais right, wajibat. Now you want a little bit of a higher level. So for the one that wants a little bit of a higher level, it needs to be guided all the time. Once a week, once or 2 weeks, come, talk, find out. So a rapport is built up. With the rapport, then there's a clear line. You know that you have to report, right? And the sheikh knows that you're giving a commitment. Now, if you don't come, then he'll take you like a person that's in the primary level. So, right, if you're namaz enough. Why? Because you're at the primary level. But now, you want something more than the primary level, then you have to show something more than the primary level. How is he going to guide you? Because you want something more than the primary level, then that rapport is built up. If that rapport is built up, then it's a line of communication. Right? This, you need to correct this. The sooner you went overboard, the sooner you didn't do it like how you're supposed to be doing it. Right? But then that the seeker needs to have the heart, this accept. Then you're going to try to correct the sheikh now. One person came to Tanabon to wanna address some dissatisfaction. Iske bistar ko utha karke phenk do. Get out of here. So, when a senior alim said, ye kya tarika hai? What style is this? Man came here and he's thrown out. Uske bistar ko bhi tod phenk do. Ye meri islah ke liye hai, ye apne islah ke liye hai. See, islah. So when you're coming for the senior level, advanced level, then some procedures are required. And that, the first thing that's required, it's a familiarity, bonding, understanding the person. Let it not be that you are sitting there. Most of the time you're giving your stories. Say what you need to say and listen to the guidance. Otherwise you're coming here to preach. That's what it amounts to. So say your story and then let him guide you. Let him understand you and he can guide you. But these things require some procedures, some protocols, some etiquettes, and it has to be done in that way. But what is very much appreciated is your humility and your thinking nothing of yourself. Hazrat Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah. So these people are kings, you know. They understood it very well. Rightfully, as you say about this family, says, you know, where we end up, we all start off at that point. So, what was the level of understanding? What was the height? So, where we ending up, that's where we start off. So, in Mewat, there was some dispute. Now you start working, there is some dispute, some misunderstanding. Sometimes it's deliberate, sometimes it is a mistake. Sometimes it is, I want to pick on you. Sometimes it's just my imagination, it's my miscalculation. A lot of possibilities. When there is a dispute or misunderstanding, there can be a lot of possibilities for that. I must say, he's a liar, he's like this, fine. Some misunderstanding. If you look at that whole hadith about the honey and burfut, right? If someone looks at it from the outside, right? Lies. Who's involved? reason being is that, but nowhere, no story says that it is the connive of the lie. To understand deen, you need these elders. And without that elders, you can't understand deen. You try yourself. So no one has said that it was a lie. But if you look at it rock bottom, what does it amount to? The word comes, akala, al-maghafir. Ma'akaltu al-maghafir. And ajidu rihaha. So now all this coming up. Sahih hadith. But no sharia said it's a lie. Right. They understand. Woman, and you understand them, right? What time? There's some things that have to be experienced, right? Not to be explained, but some things to be experienced. So don't try and understand women, right? Just love them and carry on. You'll win. Now, everything, tahqeeq, in the beginning, let's research this, let's investigate this, why? Lose out. Just learn to love them and carry on. They'll make some mistakes. Some food had come on the turn of Aisha radiallahu anha. Perhaps the Safiya had sent it. She used to prepare things quite well. So Aisha radiallahu anha couldn't manage it. Bust it. Nabi Sam didn't shout her. She said, just that, أَخَذَتْ أُمَّكُمْ الغيرة. Well, this woman has got the غيرة, you know. That, who's the favorite? Who's the favorite? I'm the favorite, he's the favorite, I said, they can't contain themselves. And she saw that, she said, shivering, and busted him. The beast of being shouted. Why? Don't fight with women, please. Love them and carry on. Don't try to understand them. Then you lose them. You lose them. And I tell people, right? That this weakness in them is a blessing. Because look at it, just turn the tables around. If someone has to tell you, just stay at home, don't move. Can you vanish for both of one day? And they do it comfortably. That's their life. In a case of a death, 4 months and 10 days they're staying, they're parking. So Allah has made them like that, that they can manage it. The lighter, Mullah, stay one day. Don't move. So isn't that a blessing for them? How Allah has made them, it's a blessing for them. So now, there's a dispute somewhere in Mewat. They're having it out. So now Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah is asked to preside over the case. And they just say, you did this. You did this. You offered. No closure. So, Yusuf Rahmatullah, Allah gave them that super intelligence. So, gracefully said, no. I'm not in the right place. I think I need to walk away. What happened, sir? She says, no, see, to me it seems like both are malaika, this party and that party, both are farishtas. Because the farishtas, they don't do wrong, right? And now, you saying he is wrong, and he's saying you are wrong, that means you are both innocent. So that means you are at the level of the malaika. So I don't fit in that category. So let me walk away. See that? And in some sense, I made a mistake. Some type of confession, some type of admission, and the thing goes on. But now, I'm lumping the blame on you, you're lumping the blame on me, and both want to appear to be totally innocent. Can there be any closure? There's a dispute about some land, right? This person says, it's mine, he says, his. So the ayat is revealed, you know, that you take anybody's land, even just a handspan land, right? Then that land, right to the very bottom, will be made into a garland for you. Right? So Nabi Sallam explained the wa'id, the warnings for usurping, right? So when they heard the warnings, Ya Rasulullah, it's his land. I don't want it. Both are crying. So right now that both have come on at this level, so now try your best to find out now who's right and who's wrong. Right? Try and work it out. And after that, after you've tried the best, then after you've done the distribution, then forgive each other. Khalas. So if it is that I encroach on yours, or you encroach on mine, everything is cleared up, isn't it? But I see how the Mansur Hamdullah Ali and see his hadith. So this way I understood it. So one are the goals, right? Goals what you work for, and one is the experience that you go through. So don't put your mind on the experience. Someone sees a lot of experience. I know in around 76 I was in Jamaat, you know, in India somewhere. And an Arab, I don't know if somebody was traveling with him. But every second day, you know, sometimes he's in the Sahaba Kiram, sometimes he's in the Maidan of Badr, what are these things, right? Very pious. But if I just hear him and pay too much of attention, say, I'm not getting these experiences, so no progress. And this person is progressing, I'm wasting my time. See? So don't put your mind into these type of things. Comes, it comes. Doesn't come, it's not a problem. One of the senior muhaddithin of India, you know, came from Medina somewhere, and he was asked to come and settle in India. So now, he was such that he was seen with the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam practically every day. Practically every day he would see the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. However, but he's instructed that leave Medina, come and settle in India. So he expressed his concern, you know, yahat reh karke zara mujhe ziyarat hoti hai, wahan kya hoga? So aap be fikr rahe, don't worry about that, just carry on. So some people are gifted with this, that every day Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullahi, he was such, he just lower his head for a moment and he sees the Beast Allah. It was of that maqam. But now, he shouldn't think, alright, I'm not getting there, so I haven't reached. Allah knows what is suited for which person. What is suited for which person? Allah knows, Allah likes your tears. And he likes something else for him. So what is suited for you, you get that. And what is suited for you, you'll get that. But now, don't think, now, why he's got this gift here and I don't have it. Yes, you do the work or not, what your elders want, and how they're guiding you. Are you on that same track, or you have moved off the track? So your duty is to see that my elders, they are putting me onto a line. When they put me onto a track, am I keeping to that? Or moved away from that. They want me not to waste my time, guard my time, right? They want me to look after my eyes, not to get involved in kibbutz, right? No disputes, etc. Not to show attitude, right? To remain a humble person, that's what they want. So am I doing that, or have I moved off that track? So this is how you should be seeing things. Okay, what do the elders want from me? Now, how we are looking at things, what I want. not what my elders want. What I want, right, has happened. Not what my elders want. So that's where you go off. You go off. So the elders, what they want from you, remain a humble person. We are dust, returning to dust. So then, what's so great about you? When you are dust, and you're returning to dust, so what's so much about you? So now he's given that instruction, go to India. See the poor, neglected Indians, right? Then have some pity for them. Have some consideration for them. See, we don't realize, you know, the ulama and the mashayikh of the past, it's their blessings that we are here today. But you see the whole Indian history and how it evolved, right? What happened, right? They went through such patches that all could have become irreligious. Akbar's time, whatever. You know where you got multi-faith now? Was there multi-faith at that time? And before that was the Sher Shah Suri, right? And all could have been Shias. All could have been Shias. So these mashayikh, these ulama-i kiram, what they have done, you know, is their blessing, the barakat of their work, that we are today. So our fortune is just listening to them. They give you a tarteeb and you follow that. Don't go against it. Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi, he had his last program in the top masjid. I think it was around 1996-97. After that, then, I think 97-98 he passed away. But he had his last program, they wanted to talk. So now these are people that worked with Hazrat Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi. They understood the very nature of the work. So they were with him all the time. He, Mawlana Ubaidullah Sahib, all these people, they were very close. So they seen him. And they saw the very nature of the work. So he says that now the Jamaat Mukti started. And since Delhi was so small at the time, one day you make a whole gust of Delhi. So that time, 1200 years ago, right, approximately, 95 years ago. One day you round the whole thing up. Now, as more Yas Abraham was sent on Jamaat, I remember Lahore, Pakistan, so the rest was not undivided. But now, as one Jamaat goes, then a follow-up Jamaat is sent. Like how you do supervision, right? You train the person to teach, then after what you do? One supervise, or he's doing it on the same style, same pattern or not, right? Mustn't be that he's marking the register all up, all those know the sabak, it all came. We took up madrasas when we just started off. So I insisted, must go into the supervision. So they went to one place, right? So 1 month in advance, all the rulers of the all are present. So there is a need to supervise. Is it happening or not happening? It's happening in the same tarteeb. You know, we have this old workers' duel. What? To see that you're keeping to the same style. Don't move away. There may be some things that they're built up through experience. So just keep to that. For you to reach there, it will take a whole lifetime. You know, they say, reinventing the wheel. Right? But now they have seen the whole thing, and seeing the halat, etc., they ask you to follow a certain procedure. So you follow that. You'll only discover the beauty after some time. So anyway, well, Sayyid Khan Sahib says, you left for Lahore, right? Reached there. And one of our Satis had an uncle there. So he received us very well. We had supper, all that. And he got to know that he came for tabligh, right? So his spontaneous response was, well, finish the whole Delhi that will come back to Lahore to make tabligh. This is the whole tabligh here, you all turn away to Islam. So you left Lahore, you left Delhi, came to Lahore. So this is a statement of Muhammad Ilyas Sabra. She was quoted by Mora, says Khan Sabra. You have to listen to these evidence. So his statement at that time was, that he got from Ilyas Sabra, is that when a person is emotional, right, it's firing you now, then it's not a time to advise him. When he's on fire, it's not a time to advise. Because whatever you're going to say is going to fire you down, going to break you down. And when it's going to break you down, both will lose. You will lose and he will lose. He's not prepared to listen to you. And you know what he's talking about, it's all nonsense, right? So that anybody's going to win, both are going to lose. So that's not the time to talk at that time. See? So, when I heard this story from Sheikh Hansal, he must have been a man of great, great endurance. I know he comes from Mahalla Afghan in Saharanpur, right? It's Pathan, plus Afghan. Now you can imagine the double heat, right? But then he heard this from Ilyas and how seriously he took it, you know. Bare Mulana ka, Bishukar Ilyas, Bare Mulana. But just keep quiet. Don't talk at that time. Just endure. Bharose, seekhne ki cheez hai. A lot of things they were inspired by Allah Ta'ala. A lot of things were developed, right? So now we haven't gone through the process, so we don't appreciate. When we don't appreciate these things here, we take it very lightly. But now these people saw that whole, how it worked, how it started off. So they took Hazrat Muhammad Ilyas very seriously. Bare Mulana ka, khamosh ro, keep quiet. Don't you ever try to defend. So anyway, when he asked those type of questions, so we just diverted the topic, how's Lahore, how many masjids here, there, all that. Rather the discussion end up finished. And we had breakfast and we left for the masjid, right? We must have reached now late at night. So we went to his uncle's place, had breakfast in the morning and left. Well, Sayyid Khan Sahib, he sent here to supervise the entire Jamaat, right? So at the beginning, this was how it went, right? So he started off the Kitab and the Tahri. And that uncle was there for the Tahri. So now Mullah opened the whole Jamaat book, how it works, why is this approach used, and why not other approach, that finish this up, then start next town. Right? It wasn't that the whole Makkah became Muslims, then the Muslims went to Medina. No. That's the work of Dawah. Yes, you start off here, you start off in your own Anzira Shir. But it doesn't mean that you restrict your work to your family. Because some family member will come after 10 years. So, you know, install the whole work for him and then move on. He'll carry on. He'll come on his time. See, to jump onto this wagon in his time. You carry on the work. That's hidayat. Some come on immediately, some come on time. Abu Sufyan became radiallahu anhu, right? And if you look at his lineage, about the third generation he meets up with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so close. But he's only coming on to Islam at the 8th year. That means 13 years here, 8 years, 21, just 2 years before it was possible. So now Nabi Sallallahu has stopped this whole program, suspended it to his accepting of Islam, then the whole Makkah would have been in a disarray. So the work was carried on. People start jumping onto the train of Hidayat in their own time. Carry on. So So Moha explained the whole thing. Then it was the uncle, so they had to go and have lunch there. So the uncle is giving his own response now, right? He says, you know, yesterday I asked you this question at night, and very conveniently you just changed the topic, you know. How many masjids in Lahore, this, that. This man was an intelligent person, so he said, I knew what he was doing, right? But I just left it. And I think that was a better thing that you have done. You didn't take the bull by the horn. See, we hear some English words, take the bull by the horn. Every way won't apply. But every situation is not to take the bull by the horn. Something just to bypass it, ride over it, maneuver and carry on, right? There are different situations. But now, we don't want to learn from where it is. We don't want to learn. We heard one story, we just relate it as a story, but we don't see that how should I apply this under the circumstance. The circumstance, now, this is what I learned, but how should I apply it? And then after I've applied, then I tell the elder, see, what he told me, I applied it, worked out. So, the bonding increased, grows. He begins to feel confident that this people are taking from me, and he wants to give more. But now, there's no rapport, there's no communication, so how must he understand that you're applying his prescription or not? How must he understand? There's no bonding. So you just took it and went away, right? But there's no bonding. There's a bonding now, so right? You're taking my prescription seriously, and I need to work more on these people. So he says, you see, it was a better thing for you not to respond on that occasion. Because I was on fire at that time. I could see my temperature was high, I was on fire. Whatever you would have told, I would have just smashed you down. I'm an educated person, I've got these degrees, etc. I would have smashed you down, whatever you have told. Now, in the Talim, we had a two-hour session Talim, right? And in that session, we read the Kitab, and you open the whole work, how it works, why this approach has been used, why not. So Alhamdulillah, my mind just opened out. I understood that, now I understand very well. Now I've got no hesitation, no reservation, and no queries. And I feel this approach is the better approach. Then you answered me on that occasion. No, I wouldn't have. I was on fire, I would have just smashed you down. See, this importance of listening to these people. It's not the soundness of your argument. قُولُوا لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. When you're advising them, then that words, your words must reach their hearts. قُولُوا لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا, must reach their hearts. It's not to strike points. If you think, you know, I'm a strike point, then he'll think, alright, person pushed me down now, he smashed me. This is the work here, just to smash people down. So, have you brought him closer to Islam? He has a negative approach, but the people, they smash you down. They don't listen to you, they smash you down. Now, the approach is different. When his mind was relaxed, at ease, mind is off, all that, now, where I address the whole thing. In an environment that is absolutely clear, no preconceived, nothing, clear environment, now he's in a better state to accept. So we start off this today's topic, that the aim is not these experiences. Do how much you can do. How much you can do. Every person has a limit. Right? According to your limit, they prescribe something and do how much you can do. Then ask yourself, what has been prescribed, am I doing that much? Now I'm complaining, now I don't see any progress. But ask yourself what's been told, are you doing that much? They're asking you to go for ghusl every 2 weeks, every week two ghusls, right? Do two talims, right? Go to the hilal, whatever, right? So am I doing all these things here? Do ta'lim at home, do ta'lim here, properly, diligently. Am I doing these things here? Now I'm not doing these things here, and then I'm complaining, I'm not seeing any progress. Like the doctor prescribes some medication, right? No, it happened to me. I had one friend in Medina Munawwara, Hakim Abdul Quddus. Right? So he's from Deoband, so I knew from Deoband, right? Incidentally, what happened was that I came to Delhi from South Africa, came to Delhi. Delhi, then he was, Hakim Abdul Quddus is from Deoband, so he was supposed to be escorting me. Right? So he's guiding me. And then on the platform, it's a very hot day after Ramadan, very hot. And they were saying something, you know, I'll get this chana, chatpati, all that, right? Now, but that thing is loaded with chilies. So he's saying, don't eat this thing here. And he's predicting, you'll eat it and you'll come to me for a treatment. And that's what happened exactly. I couldn't resist myself. I went and ate that thing with chilies. Right. So there was a friendship, he understood me. Anyway, now I saw him now, he later on he settled in Medina Munawwara. So this was a friendship I went with him, and this was the excitement, said, oh, I feel my pulse. Right, felt the pulse, right. In some dawas. I left it there. Next year I went again for Umrah or Hajj. So let me go meet my friend. Met him. He felt my pulse. I said, see, when I go to the wadi, khane ke liye. The medication I gave you was not to adorn your house. It was for you to use. Now how sharp he was from the pulse he made out that I didn't use it at all. What we're talking about, this thing is not about experiences. What your elders are telling you, they're telling you after a lot of experience. They develop something. What was developed with a lot of experience, understanding, sight, crying to Allah Ta'ala, inspirations from Allah Ta'ala was developed. Now, our fortune is just to listen to them. And when you don't see things working out, you know, something, I'm missing out on something. Maybe I didn't do my zikr. Alimiya Sabra says, one guest came to the khanka. So he's seen that the whole khanka is in a disarray. It's not like so smooth as it was. It's in a disarray. So he went to the sheikh and asked the sheikh, I see things are not so smooth here. What happened? So he pointed towards his knees. How does the knees, how does it relate to the destruction of the whole scenario? So he says, you see, my knees were giving some problems, so I didn't complete my ma'mulat. Whatever was prescribed, I didn't complete that. And because I didn't complete that, it has an effect on the entire environment. See that? So what has been prescribed, then do that and do it diligently. Whatever, the zikr, the Quran Sharif, look after your eyes, look after your tongue, whatever they have asked you to do, then just do it and do it diligently. So this halat comes many a times because we are not applying or administering that medication. Allah Baktur.